This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We, that is consumers, and car companies are creatures of habit. We have been buying pretty much the same basic car made the same basic way for decades now. Every once and again, though, you see a car that's a bit different in a fairly fundamental way. It's missing a wheel. Jordan Golson wrote about the three-wheeled variety of automobile recently for Wired. Jordan, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Somebody, I think, needs to explain the allure of three-wheel cars to me, and that lucky somebody is you. There are two aspects, right? Consumers and the makers of the cars. Let's break those down. Why do car companies want to make these things?
Well, car companies are always looking to sell something that's different. If you look at an average car, a sedan on the road, and you ask someone who's not a car person, you know, what's special about this car? A lot of times they'll say, oh, it has four wheels and four doors, and that's as far as they'll be able to go. But you build a three-wheeled car, and then immediately they can notice, it has three wheels. That's different. Yeah. So maybe you can differentiate yourself in the marketplace that way a little bit better.
All right. What about consumers then? Because, I mean, you know, you get two people in there, and they're full, and then what?
Yeah, that's a lot of the problem. People typically buy their cars so they can haul around their family and their stuff.
Right.
And a three-wheeled car doesn't really do that very well. And then if you want to sort of have the wind in your hair and the sun on your back, well, you can buy a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And so the three-wheeled car is kind of it's got all the bad parts of a motorcycle, and then it has all the bad parts of a car, and it doesn't really solve the problem.
How are these things classified by the DMV? Are they motorcycles? Are they cars? What are they?
Traditionally, if you go back 30 years or so to when the three-wheeled car was a little more popular, especially in England, they were classified as motorcycles. And they were popular specifically because they were taxed as motorcycles, so they were cheaper to own, and you only had to have a motorcycle license to ride them.
Mm.
Nowadays, they're treated more like cars if they're enclosed. So they've sort of fixed the rulings to make them a little more common sense.
And is there like a safety certification thing too? I mean, they can't possibly be classified as safe as a car.
Well, that's part of the problem and part of why you don't see them as often. Back in the 1970s, there was very little in the way of safety regulations and things that we have now. And so if you were in a three-wheeled car like maybe the Reliant Robin, something really lightweight, you basically have about as much protection as you would have on a motorcycle, which is to say none.
Yeah. There are some that look really, really cool, and then there are some that are not. Toyota's got one it's working on. It's called the iRoad that just – it doesn't do it for me.
Part of the theory, especially with ultra-efficient cars or electric cars, is, well, if you can take a wheel away, then you're taking away some of the rolling resistance.
Right.
And,
right,
okay, you can make it a little more efficient and get a little more bang for your battery buck, so to speak. And they're working on it, and maybe it'll come to fruition, but for now, it's pretty much just a concept.
Ever going to catch on, or are they always going to be a novelty?
If the car companies can figure out a way to solve a problem that no one else has solved, you might see one that's really popular.
Yeah.
But until they do that, you know, the demand just isn't there.
Jordan Golson at Wired Magazine. Jordan, thanks very much.
Thank you.